With me on the phone today is Stephanie with Concert in the Corn. And Concert in the Corn is up in Mason, Wisconsin. And I was up there just talking with Stephanie on site, and it's literally in the middle of a cornfield. And this is going to be coming up August 21st through the 23rd. First of all, Stephanie, I want to know, do you still have tickets available?
We do still have tickets available, and we absolutely invite anyone and everyone to come join us for the fun.
So now I know there's camping, and I know there's campers that need to come up, and they make it a whole vacation out of it. I mean, the concert's only just a couple of days, well, 4 days exactly. But then the campers come in earlier. What dates can they come in, and how do they find their camping spots?
You are absolutely right. So we have some campers who come and they camp for over a week with us. They are available to come in on August 16th, and they can pull right up to the camper check-in right off of E. Just follow the signs. If nobody's at the camper check-in, there's a phone number that they can call, and then they can get on right into their site, and they can park their camper. And if they want to stay there, great. If they want to just park their camper and maybe they live around here, they can go back home. But we definitely have to come as early as they can. And if they can print off their campsite tickets, that makes everything go even smoother.
Sure, sure. So Concert in the Corn, how long has this been going on out in Mason?
This is our fifth year. So we just started in 2021. So we're still considered a baby in the industry. But the first year we had 100 people, and now this past year we had about 4,000, and
oh
so it has
goodness.
Been a very quick expansion, and it's been so exciting, and it's such an incredible thing for our community, and we are so blessed to be here and to be surrounded by all of these community members and these community businesses that are so supportive of this event. It's a lot of fun. It's so much fun.
So let's go over the lineup of the Concert in the Corn series, starting with the kickoff party on August 20th. And just let me know what's happening through the whole lineup for the whole event.
Oh, gosh, yes. I'm so excited. Okay, so we have our kickoff party on Wednesday, August 20th. We have a local guy. His name is Dave Bebo. He's going to kick everything off. And then we're closing out the night with a band from Green Bay called Johnny Watt. And they are absolutely phenomenal. All of that takes place up on our Hilltop stage. And then on Thursday, our big headliner is Randy Houser. We've got Sawyer Brown, Danielle Bradbury, Derek Jones. And on our Hilltop stage, we have a band called Crimson Theory. And they're out of Eau Claire. And then we also have line dancing. This year, we're bringing in a line dance instructor.
Oh.
And so that is placed on our military appreciation night on Thursday. And so we're super excited about that. Friday, we've got Clint Black and Tracy Lawrence as a co-headliner. Tracy Lawrence will perform right before Clint Black. Clint Black is going to be the last performer. And then we've got Alexandra Kay. We've got local Chris Cruzy. We've got the Northwoods Band from Duluth. We've got Brett and the Little Big Show from Ashland. We just have music all day long. And we also have our Corn Olympics that day as well. And there's just a bunch of fun different games. We have teams of four that come in, and they dress up, and it's so much fun. And they just compete in games, and they win some really cool prizes.
Oh,
and then
okay.
On Saturdays, our big headliner is Big and Rich with Cowboy Troy. And they're bringing along Gabby Barrett, the front men who was here last year, and they're phenomenal. And we also have Mark Wills up on the main stage. And then on our Hilltop stage, we've got Aftershock out of Duluth, the Ricky Carl Band out of Duluth, and Little Way, who is also a local band here, a local duo. And
okay,
so we
you
are
have,
so incredibly-
You have two stages there, right? You have the main stage and then the Hilltop stage that you keep referring to.
Yep, you're absolutely right. So our Hilltop stage has more of the local scene of music, and that goes on pretty much all day long. And then at 4 o'clock each day, our main stage starts on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
So tell us a little bit more about the Thursday Military Appreciation Night. How's that going to happen?
Oh my goodness. This is near and dear to our hearts every single year. This year we are partnering with a nonprofit organization out of Duluth. They are called the Seven Stars Ranch, and they focus on opportunities and experiences for veterans and for first responders and emergency responders in general, and youth and their families and stuff. And we are, I mean, our venue is a farm. And so we've got horses, we've got horse barns and all that kind of stuff. So that is right up our alley. And we are so excited to partner with them and help raise money to send some of our local veterans and have them experience some of that kind of stuff up at the ranch.
Let's talk a little bit about the cornhole tournament. Now, there is a pretty big prize available for this. And what time does this start? How do people get registered for this in advance? And how many teams can you have?
Well, this is fantastic. So every single year, our cornhole tournament is probably the biggest event that we have, other than the main stage music. We open our registration at 11 o'clock, and the games start right at noon. There is a very high demand. There are very limited spots. So if anybody does sign up, they really have to get there early. And the gates open on Saturday. They open at 9, and we recommend you guys getting there as soon as you can to sign up for this.
All right, Stephanie, how can people find you and look up their ticket information?
Great way to do that would be to either fill out the contact form on our website, which is www.concertinthecornwi.com, or just send us a message on the Facebook.
All right, Stephanie, thank you so much. I hope you guys have a great concert in the corn. And I think WHSM is going to try to get there next year, but this is the best we can do to help you out and promote the event.
Well, thank you, Mark. Thank you for having me on here. I enjoy talking to you.